This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With the chance of another partial federal government shutdown on Friday looming, a bipartisan committee of lawmakers has proposed a deal that they'll finalize today, hoping to send it to the House floor for a vote on Thursday. President Trump not happy because it falls well short of giving him the $5.7 billion he wants for a border wall. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his lack of enthusiasm.
We're trying to solve a problem, which is a border. It's become a crisis over many years now of this this very poor southern border.
Meanwhile, the president's tweeted something he hasn't detailed, but claims he'll be getting $23 billion from other sources for border security soon. The government says consumer prices were unchanged in January and up 1.6% on a year-to-year basis. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's face it, everyone loves to shop. From my experience of meeting a famous politician in the Hermes store in Paris,
to my unforgettable experience test driving my first 600 horsepower car, in which I said, I'll take it before it even hits 60 miles an hour.
We're pretty sure everyone has at least one unforgettable shopping experience. Hello, we are Carrie and
Ken,
founders of Income Store. Have you ever considered shopping for your next income? And we don't mean your next job. Did you know that you can walk into Income Store's website through a door on the left or a door on the right?
If you're just starting out or you simply have more time than money, you're going to enter our website on the left. If you've got more money than time, then definitely the right door is for you.
If you're looking to increase revenue in your home or business and would like to create a brand new, greatest shopping memory, all you have to do is change where you shop. Check out one of the two doors at IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
A New York police detective is dead, a second officer wounded after a shooting last night during an armed robbery at a Queens, New York cell phone store. And police say it appears the two cops were victims of friendly fire. Brian Simonson is the first New York City police officer killed in the line of duty since July of 2017. He was an 18-year veteran of the force. Denver public school teachers still on strike, a third consecutive day of picketing after the latest talks with the school district concluded without a deal. He'd wanted to have one last November, but was told it was too expensive. Now President Trump says a parade or something like it to salute American troops should be held on the 4th of July.
We're thinking about doing on the 4th of July or thereabouts a parade, a salute to America parade. It'll be a gathering as opposed to a parade.
Trump remarking there before a cabinet meeting at the White House yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The controversial so-called Green New Deal plan, which calls for the elimination of the U.S. carbon footprint and which is being championed by freshman Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the House and U.S. Senator Ed Markey, is going to be getting a full vote in the Senate soon.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell has agreed to a vote on the Democrats' plan to combat climate change.
We're going to be voting on that in the Senate. We'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A man from Illinois is being charged with involuntary manslaughter after his wife died in a hot tub over the weekend. Police say home security camera footage shows the couple had been drinking before the woman tried unsuccessfully to get out of the tub. The husband is first seen trying to help his wife, but then he closes the tub's lid over her and walks into the house. He returns 90 minutes later to find his wife floating in the water. And a new report says the most corrupt city in America is the Windy One. Yes, Chicago. The report is, in fact, from the University of Illinois at Chicago, where they looked at U.S. cities with the most public corruption convictions. Chicago had the most, Los Angeles a close second, followed by New York City, and then by Miami. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, Irene Garcia, Judicial Watch investigative reporter. Irene, great to have you with us. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, Irene, this is important. I mean, all the work that Judicial Watch has been doing on behalf of we the people, but particularly for you as an investigative reporter, your eyes are on the border there along the Texas border. Well, actually in El Paso, right?
Yes. We've done a lot of work on the Texas border. We've in Arizona and El Paso for years. A lot of investigative work, a lot of work on the ground. We've traveled there many times and published all our stories on our website and in our monthly newsletter.
Well, give us the facts, because the media has been running wild with this. We have state governors that are coming up with stories. And my question to them is, when was the last time they've been to the border? And it's interesting. They've got a lot of opinion, but very few facts. So help us out. Help the people understand what is going on the border.
Well, the border region is a cesspool of, you know, of crime. The illegal immigration crisis is not just, you know, desperate immigrants looking for a better life, looking for work. They don't just travel on their own and cross the desert. They're all being smuggled in by human smugglers. They are also connected, these smugglers, to the drug traffickers. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of crime and violence that's associated with the immigration. So we're down in El Paso for 7 years doing a lot of investigations. We were also down in Arizona and the border there talking to ranchers that find dead bodies on their ranch every single day. This is how bad the situation is. Specific to El Paso, you know, we've exposed a number of disturbing stories based on information, very reliable information, from federal and local law enforcement officials on both sides of the border, right. Mexicans as well, as on the U.S. side of the border. Mm-hmm. You know, the drug cartels are smuggling not only drugs and illegal immigrants, but Islamic terrorists. I mean, this is a fact that the U.S. government has acknowledged in reports. Mm-hmm. So we're not making this up. And it's disturbing that local officials are talking about El Paso being one of the safest cities in the country. Beto O'Rourke, the former congressman, who now apparently is running for president and after his failed Senate bid, saying that it's a binational, diverse region, and the reality is far different.
Mm-hmm.
It's crime-infested. It's very dangerous what's going on, and there's a big effort on several levels of government to cover that up.
What is Beto O'Rourke getting by trying to describe this? I mean, what's he trying to accomplish, you know, binational? What exactly does he mean by that?
Well, he's a liberal Democrat. When he was a congressman, when he represented the area in the U.S. House of Representatives, El Paso was one of the areas he represented, and he always wanted to make it seem or portray to the public that it was a very safe, wonderful place. We broke a story of ISIS, you know, an ISIS cell operating just 8 miles from El Paso on the Mexican side of the borders in Ciudad Juarez.
Right.
He, our federal law enforcement informants told us he actually called the FBI office and demanded that no one talk to us, that no one reveal any of this information, which, again, we published an expose on it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants, you know, it's all about image. A lot of politics is like that. And to be fair, it is, you know, it's not just Democrats, Republicans do it too. It's you know, it's a bipartisan issue where you know, politicians want to portray a certain thing, a certain image, and the reality often is far different. In this case, certainly it is.
Well, Irene, you report that, you know, there's, you know, that there is, you know, some terrorist activity or would-be terrorist activity just off our border. We have seen pictures of abandoned Qurans and prayer rugs there, you know, would indicate that we have more than, you know, Mexicans, you know, coming in through those crossings. Is that a fair description? Yeah.
Absolutely. We, Judicial Watch broke a story, and this is part of an ongoing issue. This is just one operation that we exposed, but there are many like it. And the government has documented this in reports that do not get a lot of media, mainstream media attention, so the general public often doesn't hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
The government refers to them as special interest aliens, and these ISIS terrorists are now coming in through the border at pretty big numbers, with the help of Mexican drug cartels. They're helping smuggle them in, just the way that they smuggle in their product and illegal immigrants from Mexico and Central America and South America. Often the journeys begin in South America. The story that we were down there and broke was they're entering through El Paso in an area known as Anapra, which is just west of Ciudad Juarez. And this is... We have very high-level federal officials confirmed to us. I mean, they're coming in, the specifics of where this cell is coming in, through the state roads. They go through remote back roads to avoid law enforcement, local and federal. I mean, they have very sophisticated operations.
Mm-hmm.
And this is happening every day on the U.S. border, specifically in El Paso.
Irene, when you talk to the Border Patrol agents, they have a good handle on the weak areas, right, the vulnerable areas of our border in terms of where, you know, these Islamic terrorists, these drug smugglers and sex traffickers, what they are targeting, right? They know the easy passes for them.
Oh, yes. All along the border. Less than a year ago, we were in Sierra Vista, which is in Cochise County in Arizona. We were down there for 4 days talking to ranchers and the Border Patrol. They showed us. They're like, look at that. And then you could see on the mountains on the Mexican side, their lookouts. They're up there looking out, and there's so many miles of unprotected territory, of, you know, the landscape, the terrain is very rigorous, the mountains, the desert, and they're just slipping in left and right. I mean, we spoke to a rancher. He's a third-generation rancher, and, you know, they're scared to ride horses on their property. He finds dead bodies on his land every day. He says not one day goes by that I don't see somebody either dead or hurt on his sprawling ranch. The Border Patrol took us, and we were down there, and the reality of it was much different than what's being portrayed in the media. I mean, these border towns are really suffering. The law-abiding citizens are really being victimized by a lot of, and this isn't, again, it's not just, you know, desperate immigrants looking for a better life. To a certain extent, can you blame them, right? They're looking for, but no, these are very sophisticated criminal, you know, operations. Mm-hmm. These drug cartels, these people aren't just crossing the desert on their own. They're paying these narco traffickers to bring them in. So there's a criminal element to it, a very serious one, and that is what these border towns are now, unfortunately, you know, suffering through.
Right. Irene, you bring up a great point here, and we have been talking about this constantly, over the years regarding our southern border, that there are these criminal elements. I mean, to a degree, it's a bit like Russian roulette, because when you hear the mainstream media, even voices from Univision, it's like, you know, why are we making such a big deal out of this? Well, you know, maybe not now, but down the road, we're setting ourselves up with these terrorists that have gained entrance into our country. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more from Irene Garcia after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I spend it on your amazing way. I worship you as long as I am breathing.
Back with the American. America, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. I'm Bill Martinez. Irene Garcia with Judicial Watch, an investigative reporter, is with us. Irene, you know, as I was saying before the break, I mean, we're playing a little bit of Russian roulette here because, you know, to hear the mainstream media, the governor of California, other governors, it's like, well, there's no big crisis going on at the border. Actually, this crisis has been going on for a long time. We've ignored it, but it's taken President Trump, the first president, to really focus in on the, you know, the impending danger for its citizens.
Absolutely. There's a huge criminal element tied to it. And back in October, so that wasn't too long ago, we traveled, we took an investigative team. I was there too, and the director of investigations, Chris Farrell. We went down to Guatemala, to the Guatemalan-Honduran border. That's when the first caravan was initiated. And all the mainstream media coverage was, you know, they like to focus on women and children. And we went down there and I wrote articles. We videotaped it. We have pictures on our website and our newsletter. The overwhelming majority of the people we saw were young men. Mm-hmm. Young men, a lot of them with gang tattoos, MS-13 right. tattoos. I talked to them. I'm fluent in Spanish. I'm Cuban-American.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A lot of them admitted. They're like, yeah, we lived in the U.S. and we've been deported, but we're going back. And they had this kind of sense of empowerment. These criminal, they were criminal elements, for sure. Mm-hmm. Some of them admitted to me that they had criminal records in the U.S., but that they would go under different names.
Of course.
I mean, this is what we saw. We saw very few women, very few children, young, empowered men, saying that they were going to come in here and that they had to come, you know, somebody coached them clearly. It was very organized. That's what was headed north. That's what's headed north here. So these mm-hmm. aren't yet you go to CNN or you go to the New York Times or these mainstream newspapers. I worked at the Los Angeles Times for 13 years as a reporter. Mm-hmm. And overwhelmingly, the coverage is, you know, the poor women and their children, and they're desperate and looking for a better life. And they omit another big part of the story as mm-hmm. journalists. And me as a journalist, I majored in journalism in college.
Right.
It's disturbing to see that they're not presenting all the facts, you know.
Well, this has to be frustrating for you when you see this reporting and you realize just how political, sadly, this has become. This is no longer about national security. I mean, this is irrational security. This just doesn't make sense. I mean, whether it's labor access, that sort of thing. I just can't imagine. It's hard for me to get my brain around the U.S. Chamber of Commerce wanting to take this kind of risk, Republicans wanting to take this kind of risk. We've already have angel families throughout this country, just about in every state, according to Maria Espinoza and the Remembrance Project. Just about every state of the union has experienced a child or a family member being murdered at the hands of an illegal immigrant.
Exactly. I mean, for sure, there are illegal immigrants that are not committing these types of atrocity. But there are a growing number that are. We investigated a case in San Francisco years ago of illegal immigrants that had been previously deported, but because right. San Francisco is a sanctuary city and county, they were allowed to remain. And they shot this man and his son just because they had a traffic altercation just right there, right on the street. And, you know, not that long ago, the young lady that was shot in San Francisco. So we repeatedly have uncovered documents and records of these kinds of incidents, of, you know, these criminal elements that are in the country illegally that should not have been here to begin with, and then go on to commit these atrocious crimes against, you know, unsuspecting, law-abiding citizens. That's wrong. If anything, you know, government has a duty at the local, state, and federal level to protect the law-abiding citizens by enforcing the laws, you know.
Well, it's common sense, Irene. I mean, if somebody's going to break the law coming into the country, common sense tells you that the chances of them continuing to break the law are more likely. It's not like all of a sudden they're going to cross the border and go, oh, I've got to be a different person now. I've got to obey the law, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the reality is that there needs to be a better enforcement in terms of the wall. I don't have the solution to that. There needs to be a reliable barrier down there because we have been down there, Judicial Watch and our investigative teams, many times. Right. And the reality with these poor, just, you know, law-abiding citizens and ranch owners and residents that just want to go on with their lives, what they're experiencing is just wrong on so many levels.
Well, without a doubt. Well, they're getting pushed out of their land. I mean,
yes.
With all this illegality and murders that are taking place, can you blame them? And what about the reporting of some of the mainstream media here in the United States that says that these landowners, resent giving up any of their land for a wall? What's the truth of this matter?
Well, I don't. A lot of these, the folks that we went out to in Arizona and stuff, they weren't required to do that, but a lot of them already, like John Ladd, who has a sprawling ranch in Arizona in Sierra Vista, the Border Patrol already has equipment on his land, and they already have a partnership,
mm-hmm.
and he gladly has them come on his property. They have a big tower. They have a Border Patrol presence because he's literally right on the border. So
how is a farmer going to defend himself against a drug cartel that murders every mayor just about on the other side of the border in Mexico, and they're going to come in the United States and all of a sudden they're going to play nice because it's an American farm, you know, or landowner?
Right.
I don't think
exactly.
So.
Exactly. These people don't care. Listen, there was when we were down in Sierra Vista, we went up to this church, Our Lady of the Sierras, very cute little church up on a hill. They had to rebuild it because it had been burned down by who? These coyotes.
Yes.
They use
wow.
the church light as at night as mm-hmm. as a guide to bring smuggle their people and their drugs in. Well, the Border Patrol was onto them, one group of smugglers, and to evade the Border Patrol, they burned the church down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the residents were like distraught. You know, so
right.
they little by little. So this is the kind of thing that these people there are living through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just wrong. And then of course mm-hmm. the mainstream media portrayal. And the rest of the country, if you're in the Midwest or you're not anywhere near the border, you really, and that's your only source of information, you're really depending on that.
Yeah.
The positive thing that we have now as a society is that there's so many other ways to get information. When I was a journalist, before internet and all that was mm-hmm. that popular, you had to wait till that paper was delivered to your doorstep the next day. So you had so much power. Now, thankfully, there's so many other methods of getting the truth that the newspapers have lost. They still mm-hmm. have a lot of impact. But they have traditional mainstream media has lost a lot of its power, and that's a positive thing for society, for the general public's right to know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've maintained that if you are developing and holding your worldview based on 8-second sound bites, you're in trouble in this information age. There's a lot more information, and it takes a little bit of effort, you know, for us to understand what's going on, because even the people in the Midwest that may seem like they're so far removed, you know, from what's happening at the border, well, you know, this danger has been creeping into, you know, their local communities, and particularly the Hispanic communities. I mean, MS-13, it's not like they're going to Beverly Hills and operating
exactly.
out of there. They're going into...
That's the irony. Yes,
right.
That's the irony of it. They're going into these Hispanic communities and going to school. They have 19 and 20-year-old gang members in high school with kids. I mean, when my kids were in high school, I would not be happy about that. Some 20-year-old,
right.
and as was a recent case up in the Northeast where they just, you know, at a Burger King, they slashed a kid because he looked at him the wrong way or whatever. But those kids were illegal immigrants, MS-13 members, known to local authorities, yet they were at this high school with these other kids, these 15 and 16-year-olds,
wow.
you know.
And like they're not going to have any influence whatsoever, right?
Exactly. You know,
yeah.
that's what's so absurd about it, and truly it's very dangerous.
We've got less than a minute left here, Irene. Very quickly, summarize the sex trafficking issue. We've touched on drugs. We've touched on the terrorist. You know, but sex trafficking, I'll tell you, that just breaks my heart. I just cannot imagine a father, a Hispanic father, giving his daughter birth control pills on their journey to America, saying chances are you're going to get raped, so you better take these. Judicial Watch's investigative reporter Irene Garcia has been our guest. Irene, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros.
Go to pennzoil.com/oilchangeoffer to save. Terms apply.
Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With the chance of another partial federal government shutdown on Friday looming, a bipartisan committee of lawmakers has proposed a deal that they'll finalize today, hoping to send it to the House floor for a vote on Thursday. President Trump not happy because it falls well short of giving him the $5.7 billion he wants for a border wall. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his lack of enthusiasm.
We're trying to solve a problem which is a border. It's become a crisis over many years now of this of this very porous southern border.
Meanwhile, the president's tweeted something he hasn't detailed, but claims he'll be getting $23 billion from other sources for border security soon. The government says consumer prices were unchanged in January and up 1.6% on a year-to-year basis. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this purchase. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Hey, you know, this month, February, is Heart Health Month, and we've got an expert here who's going to give us tips on non-surgical treatment for coronary and valve disease, Dr. Charles Davidson, the clinical chief of cardiology at Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute, is with us. But before we get to the good doctor, a little background here. Heart disease remains the leading cause of death for both men and women in the U.S. Among the many kinds of heart diseases, millions of Americans are living with valve disease, believe it or not. When one or more of the four heart valves doesn't work properly, and coronary artery disease, when plaque builds up in the arteries, decreasing blood flow to the heart. Now, the goal of the highly skilled team of cardiologists and cardiac surgeons at Northwestern Medicine Bloom Cardiovascular Institute, that is a mouthful, let me tell you, is to provide the most progressive strategies to diagnose, treat, and stabilize the heart while improving your overall quality of life. Dr. Davidson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Okay. Who is most likely to suffer from heart attacks, and what are the risk factors?
So heart attacks are caused by blockages within the coronary arteries, and the most likely to suffer from these are people that have multiple risk factors for coronary disease. The most common ones that we see are people that have diabetes, have high blood pressure, have high cholesterol, people that are unfit. These are people that are most likely to suffer from heart attacks. And when that occurs, we do have ways of treating them, but obviously prevention is the best medicine for that.
Right. And, doctor, you say more than 1 in 10 adults ages 75 and older have heart valve disease, and as many as 11.6 million Americans have this disease. And as we stated earlier, heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women in America. So what are some definitive ways to lower the risk for heart disease?
So we've made some great progress in this, and that has been improving healthy lifestyles as one. taking the proper medications to make sure your cholesterol is under best control. If you have diabetes, to make sure there's tight control of your diabetes. And if you have hypertension, to make sure that that is properly treated. Heart valve disease does not have an easy way to prevent it other than preventing heart attacks, but heart valve disease can often be hereditary or something that develops in life without known risk factors.
Well, Dr. Davidson, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was wanted to add, with heart valve disease, we've made tremendous strides in the last 5 years in developing technologies and treatments that no longer require open heart surgery to replace your valve. That was the only way to do it up until about 5-10 years ago. And now these can be treated by catheter-based procedures where patients could be home within the next day and no open heart procedure is needed.
See, you were reading my mind, because that was my next question. I was going to ask you about this latest development, which is just absolutely outstanding. In fact, I got to tell you, my sister just had a stent put in. I mean, she's young, carrying a little bit of weight, but surprisingly, you know, she had a heart attack and was able to, you know, get some pretty quick relief, all things considered, you know, through this process that you're talking about.
Right. So coronary stents are a great treatment for heart attacks. They have improved survival. They've improved quality of life. They allow the patients to resume normal activities within a fairly short period of time with minimal effect on the heart muscle. The main thing for patients to remember is to come in early if you're experiencing symptoms of chest discomfort, acute and shortness of breath, things that you are concerned about that could be heart-related, because the quicker that we can get that artery reopened, the faster your recovery and a better chance of a good, sustained recovery.
You know, Dr. Davidson, oftentimes when people experience some of these symptoms, they ignore them because maybe they just, you know, they just think, well, it's just something that'll go away. Maybe it's happened before. I know with my sister, it was that kind of experience. But, you know, the kind of symptoms that come in, if you take a moment, I mean, because when I was talking to her, I'm going, well, didn't you perceive these symptoms as being a little different than what you had previously experienced? She said, well, to be honest, I did, but I just ignored it.
Well, it's true. Nobody wants to admit, for example, you have a problem. People want to deny that there's a serious problem existing. And the other point you bring up is that women in general often have more what we consider atypical symptoms. So the traditional chest pressure, chest tightness, you know, that fist clutching on your chest is not always present in women. It may be jaw discomfort. Back discomfort is another one that's very common. Mm-hmm. Arm discomfort. So if these things are coming on and persisting for 10 to 15 to 30 minutes, these should be checked out, and particularly, as I said, in females where this can't be underdiagnosed and then treated later in the course of it when the outcomes aren't going to be as good.
Yeah, and you say that there's many other technologies under investigation for treatment of other valvular lesions, right?
Correct. So what we just discussed was more coronary artery lesions, and then that next step is what can be done if a valve is blocked up. And there's four valves in the heart, that take care of the left side and two on the right side. In the last 10 years, there's been aortic valve replacement. 75% of the ones we do at Northwestern now are done without open heart surgery for an aortic valve problem. It's incredible when you think about 100% were being done with aortic valve surgery 10 years ago. And we're doing similar type work, although now investigational, in the mitral and tricuspid valves or some of the other two valves that can get severe leaking or can be severely blocked up. Those are the two issues that can occur.
Now, what about symptoms for heart valve disease?
Yeah, so heart valve disease typically is developed symptoms of shortness of breath, fatigue is another one, swelling in the legs. Those are the things that people mostly explain. They can also have chest discomfort, so sometimes we have to look at the arteries and the valves to try to understand what's the best course of action there. But it's shortness of breath, leg edema, chest discomfort. Those are the ones most commonly encountered by patients that are having heart valve disease. Fatigue is another one that can also account for that. And we have these nice treatments now. Really, it's been a revolution. I mean, I've been doing this for a while, and it's really one of the most gratifying things you can have is that now we can take care of patients without open heart surgery, resume normal activities within often a few days.
Wow, this is really incredible and great news that we can celebrate. Let's talk about transcatheter aortic valve valve replacement.
So this was a technology for people with blocked aortic valves, so they're not getting enough blood out to the rest of their body. and develop those symptoms that we talked about. And when we first started with this, we were treating people that just were too high risk for open heart surgery. They really had no option. And we know without treatment that people will die about 50% of the time within 2 years. So this is not something that medications will take care of. You think about your plumbing in your house. If you have a drain that's completely blocked, at some point the drain now doesn't work anymore, and that thing is going to get completely blocked up and back up. Mm-hmm. And so what we went after were people that really had no options. And we're able to show as we move down to more less risky patients that we're actually getting better outcomes in surgery. So now results have mortality of 1%, a stroke rate of 1%, and patients home generally within 1 to 2 days, which really is superior to surgery in people with blocked aortic valves.
Well, remind you, February is Heart Health Month, and we're talking with Dr. Charles Davison, the Clinical Chief of Cardiology and an interventional cardiologist. Doctor, what does the future hold for people living with this disease?
The future is actually very bright. In the past, we relied on medications, which are often effective in the moderate stages of disease, but in severe stages, again, these were life-limiting diagnoses, and on top of it, affected people's life and quality of life. And that's another thing that's very rewarding about this. You have people that are really unable to perform their normal daily activities, unable to exercise, unable to just go out with the family because they're so symptomatic. And so now, with these newer treatments, we're able to get people back to a normal quality of life and, in many cases, able to extend their lifespan with this. And that's why we're going to be seeing more and more patients. I had a woman 9 years ago. She was 101 years old. She's now 110.
Wow.
110, and she's as sharp as can be. And,
oh, wow.
You know, and you think about this. There's no way anyone would have operated on her 9 years ago. People were questioning why we even did the valve procedure on her, but she's doing terrific. So the idea of living into your 90s and 100s is no longer just a fiction. It's reality today, and we need to extend people's lives.
And happening right before your eyes. Well, as we wrap things up, Dr. Davison, where can the good folks go for more information?
Please have them visit the Northwestern Medicine website, and our cardiovascular disease, the Bloom Cardiovascular Disease, is the best way to get a hold of us. But Northwestern Medicine, and look at cardiovascular disease.
Dr. Charles Davison, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Doc. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
This report is brought to you by Zilretta. Osteoarthritis, or OA of the knee, is a chronic degenerative joint disease that affects millions of Americans. The prevalence of OA of the knee is rising, but the average age of diagnosis is dropping, which means millions of Americans are living longer with pain. Dr. Scott Sigmund, an orthopedic surgeon at Lowell General Hospital in Massachusetts, recommends Zilretta, triamcinolone acetonide, extended-release injectable suspension, a non-opioid treatment option for many of his patients with OA knee pain.
When my patients with osteoarthritis in the knee come in seeking a treatment that is non-surgical and non-addictive, I recommend Zilretta,
said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta provides 3 months of remarkable knee pain relief for my patients and is well covered by the majority of insurance plans. This combination makes Zilretta one of my most valuable tools for treating OA knee pain.
To identify the right treatment option, Dr. Sigmund notes the importance of open and ongoing dialogues between physicians and their patients where expectations for pain can be discussed. He explains that pain is difficult to measure because it's subjective to the individual patient. When asking his patients to express their pain level, he focuses on very specific questions pertaining to their daily life and activities.
I like to use example-based questions. Does it hurt when you go up the stairs or when you're sitting for a long period of time? I've typically found that patients can offer a much more detailed response when asked one question,
said Dr. Sigmund.
In my experience, Zilretta is an effective treatment that has provided significant pain relief for many of my patients with knee OA.
If you have OA knee pain, visit www.zilretta.com or ask your doctor to learn more. Zilretta is an extended-release corticosteroid, FDA-approved, to manage osteoarthritis knee pain. It is not intended for repeat use. Zilretta is not for people who are allergic to corticosteroids, triamcinolone acetonide, or any other component of the product. Rare but serious reactions are possible. Talk to your doctor if you have high blood pressure, heart disease, gastrointestinal disorders, kidney problems, diabetes, glaucoma, behavior or mood disorders, and or infections. Tell your doctor about the medicines you take. Call your doctor if you develop a fever or an increase in knee pain, swelling, or restriction of motion, are exposed to chickenpox or measles, or experience changes in behavior or mood. Side effects may include joint pain and swelling, back pain, headache, cold symptoms, upper respiratory tract infection, and bruising. See our ad in Arthritis Today or visit Zilretta.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you need to know is right there. With us right now, we've got the cryptocurrency king, serial entrepreneur, the one, the only, Daryl Talbert with us on Bill Martinez Live. Daryl, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing. It is nonstop here, and I know nonstop with you. We got so much activity going on. First of all, I want to update people on cryptocurrency. They're hearing more and more about it. I am very bullish about it. I think that for the future, as you do, Daryl, and the future is now. I mean, it is very transactional, and you know, cryptocurrency is here and it is rolling along. And I have been recommending to all my friends that you need to get involved. And by that, as you and I have discussed many times, this is pretty painless. I mean, we're not talking about selling the farm yet, are we?
Exactly. What's interesting about cryptocurrency, I came up with an analogy the other day of individuals that collect Hot Wheels, or they collect baseball cards,
right,
football cards, paintings, and things of this nature. And they don't collect them to sell them the next day. They collect them to hold on to them, and hopefully they'll have value in 10, 15 years.
Right.
Same with cryptocurrency. This is no brainer. The evolution of currency is right in front of us. We started with script, then we went to checks, then we went to debit cards, then we went to Apple Pay and Google Pay. Now we're at the next evolution, which is cryptocurrency.
Yeah. And as you and I have discussed before, what investors always look at are paradigms, and there's always a paradigm shift. There's no stasis about it. We're not in a static environment. It is constantly changing and evolving. And as you and I have discussed, and we're trying to encourage our listeners to understand, is that this is the new frontier. And like anything, he who is there first wins, and wins big.
That is exactly true. There's billionaires now. I mean, you guys know the Mark Cuban of Shark Tank.
Mm-hmm.
He's bullish on cryptocurrency. Tons of projects going on in his world. George Soros, I don't know if that's a good name or a bad name, but he's a major investor in Overstock.com. Very bullish in cryptocurrency. Because why? They know it's the next big trend. They know it's the next evolution to currency, and they don't want to miss out on it.
Right. Well, I often say, Daryl, if you want to, you know, be successful, follow the lead of successful people. If they're investing in cryptocurrency, what are they seeing that we're not?
That's true. That's 100% true. My mentors and my heroes, they're all over cryptocurrency. And I'm going to tell you one thing, the people that it's going to affect, which are the big banks, you know, your Jamie Dimon and your Lloyd Blankenfein of Goldman Sachs, they're not going to be big evangelists of it. Mm-hmm. They're going to keep it under their belt so that their banks can stay open that much longer. But in the background, behind the scenes, oh, they're majorly bullish in cryptocurrency. They're buying them up as fast as they can get them.
Now, to get involved in cryptocurrency, as I was mentioning earlier, minimal investment here. Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yes. Yes.
So what?
It's a $200 to $500 will yield you, and we're not financial advisors, but based on archives and based on historical data, a $200 to $500 investment in, say, 3 to 5 years will yield you anywhere between a $500,000 to $3 million.
Wow. Really? That kind of return? 3 to 5 years. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
3 to 5 years.
And please understand, all right, this is projection. Nobody is, we're not licensed to do this. We're just, you know, everyday folk like you. Daryl, probably a little bit more special folk because he's been around this a little bit longer. So he has seen this happen. But, you know, this is, you know, just friends talking to other friends to say, hey, look, at there's some gold in them, there are hills here, and here's an opportunity. And $300 to $500, I mean, you know, on a bad pair of tennis shoes, we're putting that kind of money out. Well, why not put something into cryptocurrency? Let it sit on the shelf there. Let it age like a good wine and see what happens. I mean, you know, even at $300 to $500. And Daryl, on top of that, I mean, you've got special incentives that you're offering, right? I mean, if they invest 3 to 5, you're gonna are you still doubling their investment?
I'm doing whatever it takes to make these clients comfortable. You know, to let the truth be told, I wasn't a serial entrepreneur until I got into cryptocurrency.
Wow.
Prior to that, right, I had 4 businesses. And I did well, you know. I did well. But since cryptocurrency and since I was able to buy and sell and do other things with cryptocurrency, 28 businesses, that's 24 new businesses within the last 2 years, Bill. Cryptocurrency is real.
Well, and there it is. I mean, for a lot of entrepreneurs, this is what we love about the business environment here in America today is, and we be thankful for Donald Trump lifting that regulation boot off the throats of very productive Americans, that now you have a golden opportunity to strike your own, and the dreams that have been waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, now you can wake those dreams up and go make something happen for yourself and your family. Cryptocurrency is the new frontier, and it's easy to get involved. Just go to my website, BillMartinezLive.com, BillMartinezLive.com, and you'll notice up in the right-hand corner, there's a cryptocurrency banner. Just click on that. Fill out the information. Tell us what you want to invest. I mean, hey, it's up to you. Invest any. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, and we're gonna double your investment.
Okay.
If I put in
200, you're going to give me $400 worth of cryptocurrency.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay. And on top of that, we've got a real special offer going on this week, and we can thank you and Jerry Lucas for this offer, right? Because you'll notice when you go to our website, you are going to see this bit of memorabilia from Jerry Lucas. And you remember Jerry Lucas. I interviewed him years ago, Daryl, because we did a segment about his memory, his mind. This man is so uniquely gifted. He is a genius in so many ways, isn't he?
He is. He's an absolutely amazing person. He's become an extended family with me, and I love him to death. And the beauty of Jerry Lucas is he left basketball early to pursue his goal, which is to reform the educational system in America. And guess what we're using to make that happen? We're using cryptocurrency. Jerry Lucas has got one of 200 amazing pieces of memorabilia with him, Archie Griffith, and also Jack Nicholls on it. And we are going to be raffling it, one of those amazing memorabilia on the Bill Martinez Show.
Wow.
So you buy cryptocurrency through the Bill Martinez Show, and you're automatically entered to be able to win one of these absolutely amazing piece of rare memorabilia. Like I said, there's only one of 200 of these memorabilia through Jerry Lucas.
Yeah, and when you go to our website, you'll see what we're talking about. I mean, it is spectacular. You know, for those that collect memorabilia, you'll get this in 2 seconds. Others, you'll just say, wow, okay, I get Jerry Lucas, I've got Archie Griffin, I've got Jack Nicklaus. Wow, this is really a neat piece that's going to look great in my office. And it's like another one of those investments and pieces of memorabilia that will continue to grow in value, right?
That is true. And it's just absolutely amazing of how many more people are getting involved in cryptocurrency. I had a conversation with a good friend of mine. Now, we're going to get Shaquille O'Neal to not only get involved in cryptocurrency, but we're hoping that Shaquille O'Neal is going to be a guest on the Bill Martinez Live Show.
Yes.
Exciting.
He's always welcome here. He's. I'm not going to go one-on-one with him, but we already saw somebody else, Harvey, what was it, you know, from his show. He did a great job with him. He went one-on-one with Shaq, and the poor guy, he was getting, he was trying to do a runaround, and he was just falling down over himself, and all Shaq was doing was raising his arm up. It was Harvey Levin. Was it Harvey Levin? Yes. Anyway, it was hysterical, but no, it'll be great to have Shaq. I love Shaq. He's just such a sweet personality. I know there's probably many NBA players that say sweet my whatever, but you can tell
Shaquille O'Neal is just an amazing person, and he's also a serial entrepreneur.
Right. Exactly.
He's got his hands into a lot of different pots, which has, you know, made him, I think he's worth somewhere in the area of $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
But it does extremely well. And so the next mm-hmm. evolution to Shaquille O'Neal's entrepreneurism is cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
It's going to take it. And, crypto,
and cryptocurrency will be that that key, you know, for all of us to help others. That's what this is all about. We want to help other people. So right now,
that
it's a good idea, great investment. And Daryl is telling you this is a new frontier, even though cryptocurrency has been around for, what, almost 2 decades now, right?
That is true. That is true.
Yeah. So it's
and,
not like
what
I'd
like to do.
Go ahead.
If you know, with your blessing, I'd like to invite Les Brown mm-hmm. onto your show.
Well, we got 30 seconds, so I'm going to let you wrap it up with, you know, the Les Brown gospel so that you know, people can appreciate what's going on. And you get to summarize everything and take us out to break.
Well, Les Brown, I've talked to you before. You're an amazing person, and I practice this specifically for you. And it's I'm here, LB, Triple P, Les Brown, your platinum player papa. There's none before me nor none after me. Therefore, that makes me the one only. Young and single, love to mingle, certified, bona fide, and doubly qualified to bring you satisfaction with a whole lot of action. I was hungry. Come on the show, Bill Martinez Show, Les Brown.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email matt@peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers.